freak.com.
It's all about health care on the Hill. This time you won't believe what the House has released. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, unveiled an $894 billion House health plan that's almost 2,000 pages long. It weighs 19 pounds. I want to know who's going to read that in time to make a vote that makes sense. 8 million people or so in America are trying to download it on the site right now. How many trees have we all killed? And, of course, everybody's scared to death as to what surprises will pop up this time in this version of the thing on the heels of what the Senate has announced and what they're trying to do. Ultimately, will there be health care reform in any true sense by the time we get to the end of December, and roll into yet another year? I think it depends on whether or not we go with the 50, we being, our elected representatives, because it is we the people, whether or not they go with 50 in the nuclear option. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out, I think, in the next couple of weeks. And again, how anybody could master the specifics of what they're voting on in such a short amount of time makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up, we're going to lighten the load as we do another one of those Nail the Scores. You don't have to know anything about sports. We have our computer that randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. You call in or send us an email to americatonight.net. Tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly guess the score, you win our prize pack. You got a cell phone, free movie tickets, and, of course, plenty of gift certificates to places to eat around the United States. So a whole lot of fun. Plus, you have the bragging rights more than anything. It's a great prize pack, but, man, then you got the bragging rights. It's kind of like playing the lottery without having to pony up any money, even a buck or two. You just get to do it for free. So I'm still hoping that somebody's going to do it this season. It's very, very tough to nail the score. All right, awful, awful story coming out of California, in case you didn't hear it, about the gang rape over the weekend. Four teenagers were actually arraigned on Thursday on charges connected to that alleged gang rape of the 15-year-old honor student on a high school campus in Richmond, California, after a homecoming dance. And 20 people, and this is the sad, awful part of this, 20 people or more watched as it was going on and passed by here and there when things were happening. It was a 2.5-hour assault right there on the Richmond High School campus, and it's that community just north of Oakland on the San Francisco Bay, considered to be one of the 8th most dangerous places in the United States. Cops are saying as many as 10 people were involved in the assault in this back alley at the school, while another 10 people or more, maybe even up to 20, watched without calling 911. The victim was finally taken to the hospital when somebody overheard did call eventually and was in critical condition but was released on Wednesday. And I'll tell you, what was going on at that school, I have no idea. And what about the whole bystanders' role in all of this? Certainly this has happened before in our country, and we know the stories, but I just cannot imagine. I understand people being afraid, and there's something about the large group and not wanting to take action, but I think it's sickening that nobody did anything. Again, if somebody saw something, they could have turned around quickly within the first who knows how many minutes. Now they're saying that there's photographs and videos because people opened cell phones, but they didn't report the assault to the police. And then, of course, some participated in the attack. And I said, as you heard correctly, over 2.5 hours. Oof, man. You can chime in on this one or anything else that we're talking about. 800-259-5791. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate. First, thanks for all the opportunities you give me to call and talk on the show.
Mark Jr., thank you.
Well, you know, if you ever gotta say no, dude, take a rest. This is cool, you know. But, matter of fact, Mark was talking about people not having fathers and mothers, but I want to remind everyone that throughout the history of this country, great men and women have grown up with only one parent. I think Abraham Lincoln, you know, and it wasn't just the that not having one parent, but the society, okay, was one of tough love. And they took care of the kids, but they expected them to understand that life was not fair. And, you know, and fair and justice sometimes aren't the same thing. So, you know, society as a whole has been, you know, so permissive. And, you know, I just want, you know, to say that it's not just not having a father or mother, but if society backs up the family role, you know, that's a much stronger thing. And when you have a president that says, well, you know, gay marriage is just as good as ordinary marriage, that does not help the family. Now, you got your football game coming up, and I wanted to draw a parallel between that and the leadership of today and the leadership of Ronald Reagan. You know, today we have a basketball player in the White House. You know, when at halftime in basketball, there's not really too much a go get 'em. It's mostly strategy and stuff like that. You know, in a football game, the coaches in there tear their heads off, rip them apart, you know. And we have a president now who goes over and prays by the coffins, and then he goes over and talks to the Marines, says that he's not going to rush into a decision, okay. But what did Ronald Reagan do? Ronald Reagan was out there saying what he was going to do to the enemy. He was going, remember, when he came in, the Iranians had those hostages. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And as soon as he was sworn in, man, those mullahs were pushing those hostages because they knew what Reagan had said. Reagan wasn't talking to the troops. You know, the troops didn't need that. They wanted to hear some fire-breathing leader saying, what we're going to do to the enemy. And he said, before he was elected, he said, I'm going to desolate Iran. I'm going to bomb them back into the ice and stone age. I'm going to lay waste, you know. And the Iranians were scared. They were scared. But do you think that these Taliban guys are scared when they see Obama praying and saying how much he's going to raise the veteran administration and he's going to take care of them and he's not going to have a drive and he won't spend too much time? No. You know? But instead of the enemy, what we're going to do to them, our leaders are talking to our troops, telling what we're going to do for them. And that's not the way you motivate your troops. It's like a football coach compared to a basketball coach. And I'll let you segue then into the game there, and thank you again.
All right, Tomas, he does make an interesting point. And you see, here's the thing with the Reagan era, you got to remember, is really the good versus the evil. Tear down that wall, forget the Cold War, all that sort of stuff. So it was still the bravado of it's us against you, and you either play with us, you either play within these rules, because we're getting rid of this whole, you have the nukes, we have the nukes, and we're going to kill each other if we hit the button. So big difference there. All right, some final thoughts on what we're talking about, and then coming up a few moments later, nail the score as well. Stay with us.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Couple of final thoughts on that gang rape situation in California. We are definitely failing, folks, as a society. And in looking at this happening, and how could this kind of barbaric, absolutely monstrous activity, behavior, be tolerable in these United States? We as an American people should not stand for this kind of animalistic, again, kind of behavior, to see something like this happen. And why would people watch and be afraid to watch this heinous act and not turn their back immediately? They didn't want to go into the fray because everybody was too afraid to take a stand or do anything. There had to be somebody in that crew who was willing to march off and then quickly get on the phone, and perhaps it wouldn't have had to continue as long as it did. And you just got to remember, you treat your neighbor as you would treat yourself. And I'll tell you, I think it's an outrageous thing that happened. I think it's the people that live in that area should be embarrassed and upset. Who cares about embarrassed? They should be upset that this happened at a school dance, at a high school dance, and the fact that you have a 21-year-old guy hanging around the high school dance, maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe that's part of the influence. I don't know. But I think it's a very sad, sad statement about society, really, honestly. David is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, David, your thoughts.
Hey, Kate, I'd like to apologize, first of all, to the girl. I feel so bad for her, and I want to keep this short, but do you think, I remember a movie, I'm not going to name it, back in the 80s, that a collective group of people were held accountable for cheering on the rape of a young woman, even though, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
It's the movie with Jodie Foster. Yeah.
Yes, I didn't mm-hmm. know if I was okay to say
that.
You
can say that. Yeah, yeah.
It was called The Accused.
Yeah.
And this little girl that got, like I said, I want to apologize for her and to her and for everybody else. But do you think that if they ever get around to getting all the information out of the cell phones, everybody that took pictures, these piece of crap people that took pictures of this, do you think there will ever come a time where our court system will actually get up and once again, you know, prosecute these people, these kids? And I hate to prosecute kids, but, you know, I've got a child of my own. But,
yeah, I think that it would be great if you could do that. That's that again. It's weighing the whole bystander thing, though, as to when you intervene, don't intervene. Can you police that? I think that moralistically, there should be something said there. Absolutely. Legally, whether we'll go down that path, I don't know. Because you're going to have a lot of people, there'd be some serious blowback on that. But wouldn't it be tremendous if we had a law like that? Where can you imagine that you're witnessing a crime, then people will say, well, they're afraid, they're going to get murdered, they're going to get whatever's going to happen to them. But the point being, good call, thanks. The point being that how can you just stand there and not react? I mean, even if I was in a situation, I know I would do something whether I lost my life or not. I mean, I really feel that. But I'm one woman, and I don't have the strength of the Incredible Hulk, certainly. But I think, for sure, I don't think, I know, I would have gotten on a cell phone immediately and done something, at least from that point of view, immediately got on that cell phone. And instead, they did get on the cell phone to take pictures of what was happening. It's just, what does that say about the morals of those that were doing that, and whether they're 15, 16, 17, I mean, this is the future, and this is the future of what? All right, we segue from that to lightening the load. Time for another Nail the Score. Ugh, I knew those bells were going to go off somewhere. Maestro, cue up the music. Ah, there it is.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, what's the game of the week going to be? Will it be the Colts and the 49ers? Will perhaps it be the Raiders and the Chargers? Geez, I hope not. The Jags and the Titans, the Vikings and the Packers, the Falcons and the Saints. Falcons are 4-2, Saints 6-0. Oh, let's roll out the computer without further ado and go for this game. Ah, yes, indeed. At the Link in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 2 days, 10 hours from now, the kickoff between the Giants and the Eagles. The Eagles are 4-2. The Giants are 5-2. This is a big showdown in the NFC East. I'm going to say that I like my Philadelphia Eagles to win this one in front of the home crowd. The Giants always play the Eagles tough, however, and doesn't matter if it's in the Meadowlands in outside of New York or if it's at Lincoln Financial Field. It's sure to be a battle, no doubt. I'm going to say that the Eagles win this one. I hate to pick my team almost. I don't want to jinx them. But I'm going to say that the Eagles win this one by a score of 27-24. Let's see what Matt Johnson says. Matt, what do you think?
I'm going to go the exact opposite of you.
Of course.
Giants 27-24.
Oh, that's funny. 27-24. So we both think it's going to be a tight game. He likes the Giants. I like the Eagles. But
yeah,
what do you like, America?
Westbrook is going to be playing, though, so that scares me.
Yeah, because he's the machine for the Eagles. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
Against the Eagles. No. Westbrook, and when he's moving, I mean, that to me, he is ultimately the I don't know. He's, what would you call him? He's not the weekend warrior. He is the warrior. And so if Westbrook isn't playing, I think that can make a big difference. I mean, if they're going to make a Super Bowl run, the Eagles, they need to come up in this game. They have well, they have to beat the Giants in this one. Because then if you look at the standings, with the Giants 5-2, then the Eagles would be 5-2 as well, because the Cowboys are right behind them at 4-2. I mean, forget the Redskins for now. The Redskins are 2-5, and they look awful. I mean, they might be one of the worst teams, I think, to watch, period, in the NFL. I think Matt said that when we were talking about, you know, the rewind on the games and just how awful the Redskins have been. But the Eagles and the Giants, and then you still have in that division, you know, you can't completely count the Cowboys out of this. And Brian Westbrook is expected to miss Sunday's game. That's the latest that I heard. I've got a buddy that works for them, and just in a quick note, it doesn't mean it's for sure, but he's expected to miss the game against the New York Giants, and that means the rookie would be in his place, a guy named LeSean McCoy, and it would be only his second start even of the season. And just so you know, we'll throw this in because it doesn't matter. We could analyze this backwards and forwards, but he got a concussion in the win over the Redskins. He took a knee in the head. Boy, concussions have been so huge in the NFL, sadly. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Light them up and we'll take your guesses. Ooh, who is first here? Jana in Iowa. How about that? She gets in first. Hey, Jana.
Hey. 24-17 with the Eagles.
Ooh, 24-17 Eagles. Jana, I love that you picked my team. Thank you.
You have a good night.
You too. Joe is listening to us in Kentucky. Joe, what do you say?
Okay. I tell you what, I had to go against both of you. Giants are going to win this in 24-17.
24-17. Joe, I hate you. I used to like you. Do we have some news for Joe?
I beat you last week, too.
Thanks. I appreciate that. We need this booze. There it is. You're going out on a boo note here, Joe. All right. So Joe says the G-Men, 24-17. Jana says the Eagles, 24-17. How about that? This is like ours, the opposite guesses there so far. The yin and the yang across the board. 800-259-5791. Remember, because I know there's always somebody who does this. Dave in Vermont does it and some others as well. John does this sometimes in Austin. You can email us your guesses as long as you get them in before the top of the hour at americatonight.net. We're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the New York Giants. And, you know, the Giants lead the series in the meetings between the two teams. And this is a big-time showdown, no question, certainly for the NFC East early in the season, because we still have a lot of football to be played. 800-259-5791. Taking more guesses on the flip side.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride.
All right, we're nailing the score here on America Tonight. Kate hanging out with all of you coast to coast and everywhere in between. So dial these digits, 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. It's the Eagles and the Giants. The game will be played in Philadelphia. Should be pretty competitive. The Giants are 5-2. The Eagles are 4-2. So there's a lot on the line here, really, for both teams. Tom is listening to us in Kansas. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
Good. How about you?
Good. I hate to go against your team, but it's going to be real close, okay?
Mm-hmm.
G-Men 24-23.
Ooh, 24-23. Tom likes those oddball numbers, and sometimes it works out. Thanks, Tom.
Have a good week.
You too. 24-23. See, Tom, I can accept better than Joe in Kentucky because he said, I'm sorry to go against your team. I didn't hear any sorry with Joe. Let's go to John in Kentucky. Hey, John.
Hey, I'll take the Giants 31, Philly 21.
Oh, John, I hate you just as well. Do we have some booze for John in Kentucky? What's happening to my Kentucky boys? I love Kentucky. You guys are killing me. 31-21.
I would like to add one point to you. You said society is failing, you feel. Hey, I feel the same way. And, man, I really think that a lot of these kids act foolish in school because they don't paddle anymore. I mean, maybe I'm out there, but I don't know.
No, I think that we've coddled, in some cases, you've coddled the kids too much, and they're not afraid of anything. So you see what happens in some of these schools, a lot of these schools, not all certainly, but where they can do whatever they want to do, and they really have to push it to the limit before anybody can react because their hands are tied behind their back. I've heard that from lots of different teachers in lots of different areas. So, no, you have an excellent point. It's sad to see. It's tough, you know. You think of kids now, John, going through metal detectors to get into school. Isn't that crazy, going through metal detectors?
It is crazy. I feel sorry for that little girl and her family and the stuff that goes on. I mean, that's appalling, really.
I think so, too.
You know, not that busting their hind ends would have made it better, but I really think that would put kids right back on the right track rather than this pulling tickets and some other things I've heard they do in schools now. It just sounds kind of crazy. I know getting my paddling's worked for me. It straightened me right out.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Thanks for the call. You know, that's how we were afraid of my mother when we were kids. I'm afraid in the sense that we knew we weren't crossing the line. So were we going to misbehave and do something to get ourselves expelled from school? No, my brother and I would never have done that because we knew we were dead meat if we did anything like that. Chris is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kate. Chris in Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut. I'm sorry. Hello.
How you doing, Kate?
Good.
Giants 27.
Mm-hmm.
To 20.
27 to 20. I'm going to forgive you because you're kind of a Giants fan.
Yeah.
So you're allowed. You get a pass, by the way. Thanks, Chris.
Okay, Kate.
You have a good weekend. Let's go to Don, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Don.
Kate.
Hello.
Good morning, Kate.
Hello. I love it when you say that.
Hey, I've got a comment and a score to give you, but if you could give me a second, I'll get to that. In Kentucky, we have a law that allows you, if you're threatened, to use deadly force. And in Kentucky, as in many other states, we have what's concealed carry deadly weapons license. And one thing you're taught in the class is to never use unless you see someone whose life is in danger. Ever take and use this license you have.
Mm-hmm.
And in Kentucky, if I saw someone getting beat or being harmed or their life was in danger, I can use lethal, deadly force if necessary to protect that person. And the law protects the individual because you have a license for it.
Mm.
That doesn't mean you can run out and go shoot your brother because you're mad at him. No, it means
right.
If I saw someone being harmed, a girl being raped, and I can see it, the law protects you to protect them. And that's something that folks should take very seriously is if your state has a concealed carry license, go get it. There's a reason for it, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, I agree.
You never know when you're going to run into a situation where having a gun on you will stop someone from committing a crime.
Yeah.
Because they know, you know what, somebody here may be able to stop me.
Right. The key, though, is knowing how to really use it, too.
Well, that's what you're taught. That's why you have to require to go to the class, and they teach
right.
you the law. That's
right.
That's what you're doing in the class is you're taught the law, and you're told you'll be held liable if you step outside of this.
Right, right.
But you're told, here's the situation. Like in the class, you're taught if you see someone holding someone up at gunpoint, and you pull out your weapon, and you shoot this person, better make sure it's not an undercover cop arresting someone. You got to
right.
make sure when you take, if you ever choose to use it, that person you're protecting, their life is actually in danger.
Right.
And that girl in California, her life was in danger. Someone could
right.
save her life if they had a concealed carry license.
Yeah, and they would have, yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, as for the score, let's get back to a little happier note. I want to cast my vote for Vince Papale and the Unbreakable Fight Eagle Fight.
I love that.
I want to go 27-20 for the Eagles.
Oh, sweet. Do we have some applause for my man Don in Kentucky? Oh, Don. Kentucky. Kentucky Don. Love that guy. Eagles, go Eagles, go. The Vince Papale reference was sweet too, by the way. Clifford is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Clifford.
Morning, Kate. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm going to go with John's 28-21. 28-21? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. We got it. You are locked and loaded. I like you, so I'm not going to take a chunk out of you. So I'm not going to beat him up for picking the Giants. All right, here's the number, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you want to nail the score, that's the number to call. Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants, that's what we're talking about. That's our game of the week. The computer picked it. If the 4-2 Eagles are going to have a march at all to the Super Bowl, any kind of a run, they need to have a big game against the Giants. They need to beat the Giants, I think. And they need Donovan McNabb to have a really, really good game. He has not had a great season. Obviously, he's not played in all the games, but his completion percentage is down below where it normally is. And this is one of the keys to the team doing well. And I guess somebody asked him the other day, it's something to do with his throwing mechanics that have really led to part of the struggles, and he's struggling a lot against the blitz big time. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You have 15 minutes, basically, give or take, to get in before it's too late, and we close this game down. We have a bunch of emails here from people who have been emailing us really since the beginning. We've had a lot of emails that pour in. Here's one from Lon. Lon says, Kate, love the show. Nail the score is cool. This is the first time I've written in. Maybe next time I'll call. I'm going to go with your Eagles because I feel so badly that too many of the people are picking the Giants. I'm going to say the Eagles win this one, 37-21. Wow. So that would be a great day for Donovan McNabb. Give you high marks for that one. On to victory. Go Eagles, go. Bum, bum. That is wild. Oh, it's making me feel better. Oh, it's been a rough week. This is lightening the load big time. 800-259-5791. Yes, indeed. Your chance to try to nail the score. That's a hint to pick the Eagles, just like Burke did. Burke likes the Eagles. He likes the Eagles to win this one at americatonight.com. His email says, Eagles all the way, 45-32. 45-32. Wow, that would be a wild score. I mean, that would mean Donovan McNabb is on fire. But, Burke, what a great guess. I'm going to give you credit for that one. How's that? Oh, don't hesitate to jump on in. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. americatonight.net before time runs out.
Beloved Eagles.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume? Mouthwash? Glues? Air fresheners? Pesticides? Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Flip us an email on the score, nailing the score. Philadelphia and the Giants, americatonight.net, or 800-259-5791. Mark in New York says Giants 28-17. What a surprise. Edna in Kansas up next. Hey, Edna.
Hi.
Who do you like?
Oh, I'll pick the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
22-17.
22-17. All right. I would normally yell at you, but I like you too darn much, Edna, so I'm going to give you a pass on that one.
Well,
thanks.
I don't know much about the game, but I'll just guess.
I like it. I think it's a good guess. 22-17, except for I like it to be the other way around, but we appreciate the phone call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You have a great weekend. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Becky is listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Becky.
Hey there. I'd like to have the Eagles, 17-10.
Wait, Eagles, 17-10. Becky, do we have some applause for Becky? Come on there. We got to get some applause going for Becky. He's probably, there he is. I think he's probably answering a million phones. Woo-hoo! Becky! Kentucky. We love it. Thank you. You have a fabulous weekend, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
By the way, the Eagles fight song, Fly Eagles Fly, that's the name of that song. Fly Eagles Fly, on the road to victory for all of you who picked the Giants. Fly Eagles Fight, score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit them low, hit them high, and we'll watch our Eagles fly. Fly Eagles Fly on the road to victory. Eagles! Eagles! 800-259-5791. Let's see. Dobby is listening to us in Kentucky with something of a different note. Hey, Dobby.
Hey, I'd like to... Hey, Kate, I'd like to scream Eagles, Eagles, too. But be honest, even though I'm a lover of the NFL, I haven't been paying much attention to it lately. Mm-hmm. What I have been paying attention to is you got a lot of call from Kentucky boys tonight.
I did get... Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And that's really flooded my boat. I just wanted to say one thing. I'm not going to argue, but what I'm going to say is, do you know that in the state of Kentucky, you can still throw a holster around your hip and carry a gun? As long as it is in broad daylight.
It's in broad daylight, you can do it.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know that.
That doesn't mean you can walk into any building with it. They'll tell you, no, you can't. For example, McDonald's, you can walk, you could, but somebody's going to stop you. In the state of Kentucky, you can holster a handgun on your hip. But the thing is nobody does that.
Right.
Anymore because, it's... Who do you want to scare, Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. Exactly. Yeah. If you do that, what happens? I agree. Yeah. I mean, the thing, it's such an interesting discussion because it's horrible with the things that we're dealing with now. Not that there wasn't crime, not that there weren't things that happened if you wind the clock back 25 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, whatever. But it just seems like there's a new vicious vibe that's going on around the country, and it is frightening. It is.
For me, it goes hand in hand with the subject you guys were talking about earlier, that young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and not that I would be that aggressive, but it's just, man, in the state of Kentucky, we're allowed to do that, to hang on to our arms. And I wonder if that had happened in the state of Kentucky. And I'm sorry, I'm patting my state on the back. Man.
Would somebody have gotten, helped her? Yeah.
I can't swear it would or not have happened, but jeepers creepers, man, that is such a sickening scenario.
I know. It is a sickening scenario, and for anybody who has women in their life of any kind, and daughters especially, it's like Stu in Kentucky when he called us, Stu, you could tell it was getting to him. He's got four daughters, so it's rough stuff. Hey, Dobby, call us again sometime on the show. Let's move on back to Nail the Score so we can lighten the load heading into the weekend for many of you. Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Rick.
Yeah, what's your team? I didn't catch the team.
Oh, what's the team? It's the Giants and Philadelphia in Philly.
Oh, I'll take the Giants 21-10.
21-10, Rick. All right, so Rick is locked and loaded, pardon the pun. Let's go to Cole, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Cole.
Hey, I have to go with the Eagles, 17-3.
17-3. I love it. Do we have master applause for Cole listening to us in Missouri? This is the best guess of the night. Eagles, 17-3. Sweet. Thanks, Cole. You have a great weekend.
You do. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Al across the border in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. I take the Eagles 21-17.
21-17. Now, let me make sure we don't have that guess anywhere. 21-17. We do not, so you own it. 21-17, the Eagles? You said the Eagles, right?
Yeah, the Eagles.
I love it. More applause. We got to give him some applause. Let's send Al in Canada packing back north with some applause. we're working out those guys for sure. Have a great weekend. Let's move on to Jonathan in Kentucky. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, I'd like to go with Philly 21-20.
All right, 21-20. I love these Kentucky guys that are calling in later in this hour. More applause. Wait, now, hold on a second. We're going to give you some applause. We got some applause for Jonathan? 21-20. These people are exhausted now. All right, so what else did you want to say, Jonathan? Go ahead.
I also like to mention about the caller from Kentucky about the holster and the handgun. I actually, like, last year was in McDonald's and saw a guy with a holster and a gun. Probably in his 20s. It's just crazy to see people walking around with guns.
Yeah, but because of the law there. So crazy, scary crazy, or just kind of strange to see people with guns?
It's just strange and crazy because this guy probably looked like he was in his 20s.
Yeah. So that's the yin and the yang of it, if you think about it. So remember the setup that in Arizona when Obama was speaking and then the guy was walking around with a gun and everyone said, wow, you know, look at this, making a point, the guy was a gun. Of course, like I said, it was a setup. But that, the same thing, that had people saying, wow, I mean, this is the law and this is Arizona, but it is a little weird. I like the concealed weapons idea because you go to the classes, they have that in Texas. And so, again, you have to know the law, you have to go through the course, because my whole thing is, and thanks for the call, my whole thing is you have to, I think, be responsible, and you really do have to make the decision and know what you're prepared to do. And if you're going to use the gun, you have to know how to use it and when you're going to use it so that you make the most informed choice that you can make. Again, in the situation in California, not to bring it around to that again, but since a couple of callers brought it up, it's just sad that nobody reacted right away because somebody could have easily, even anonymously, easily gone around the corner, made the phone call, and at least stopped the 2.5 hours of what had happened there. So frightening. Like I said, if you have any women in your life and you think, can you imagine this with a daughter or niece or whatever? Hey, for everybody who called in for Nail the Score, thank you. Thank you very much. And I love those eagle guesses at the end. It was sweet. Good luck to everybody, and we'll be doing it again next week. Hopefully, we'll have a winner this week and nail the score.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story.
And I need all of you by your beloved
to stop what you're doing and listen.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
All right, keep your thunder by your beloved Eagle.
Yeah, baby.